What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to the phones now to Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, on this, as far as this Rosenstein deal, some people think that he, I mean, what Rosenstein said was he was only joking when he said he was going to, I mean, I agree that he should have been fired a long time ago just for everything, just for all the stuff that he's done. But as far as this one aspect of wiring himself to go get Trump, he said he was only joking, and some people think he's being set up because, I don't know, so it might be more murky than what we know. But I guess they're going to talk to him on Thursday. Well, maybe Trump will talk to him and say, look, you want to keep your job so you can get your good pension. Okay, start doing your job. You know, maybe it should be something like that.
But, I'll be very honest here. First of all, Rod Rosenstein completely violated the special counsel statute in the way that he appointed Robert Mueller as a special counsel. There's a process you're supposed to go through where first there is a normal Department of Justice investigation, and only after that investigation finds evidence that something was illegal was done do you appoint a special counsel. Rosenstein didn't do that. He simply tapped Mueller and said, go on after Trump. Normally, special counsels are appointed to investigate a single crime, a very narrow selection of crimes. Rosenstein gave Mueller basically carte blanche and said, anything you can find to get after Trump. And I'll be very honest, if Thursday comes and Trump does not hand Rosenstein a pink slip, then Trump is going to have proven himself a very weak leader, totally compromised, and I will have lost, you know, all confidence in him whatsoever.
Well, he should have been fired. Rosenstein should have been fired a year ago. You know, he should have never been hired.
I agree. So should Sessions. Yeah. Sessions should have been shown the door.
But on this Kavanaugh deal, I don't know if you know, but Kavanaugh's going to be on TV tonight. He's got an interview. So he's doing what he should do. You know, these girls are afraid to even talk in public, you know, to anybody. They're afraid to even show their face. And yet they're dripping out these venomous accusations. He's going to go on TV tonight on Fox News, Martha McCollum, and just tell everybody how mad he, I mean, I'm sure he'll be civil, but he's just totally mad, and he should be. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, you're absolutely right. Kavanaugh has every right to be angry, and we know that false accusations of sexual impropriety are a reality of life. And again, going on back to the militant feminist male bash movement of the 1990s, rape became the second most falsely reported crime in the entire country, according to the FBI's supplemental crime statistics. So, in point of fact, no, you shouldn't believe the women or the men. Because women can and do lie about these sorts of things. In some cases, it's malicious, like with Kavanaugh. They're trying to get him. They're trying to smear him, which is what this is. In a lot of cases, it could be morning after regrets, where a woman goes to bed with a man and they have sex, and she gets up the next morning and saying, oh, I'm a bad girl. No, I'm not. He raped me. It does happen. That's just a reality we have to deal with here. Okay, story just now coming on, and apparently Mitch McConnell has had enough of this Kavanaugh circus, and he's now saying the vote to confirm Kavanaugh will happen very soon. Didn't give an actual date on it, but I think pretty much everybody is fed up with how long this has gone on and how ridiculous it has gone on. And I can imagine from Mitch McConnell's point of view, it is making the Senate look bad in the eyes of the American people. These are supposed to be men and women who are respectable, who are deliberative, who are learned, who are going to be basically evaluating things on the base of facts, logic, and law, and merit. And instead, over the last couple of months, we have seen the Senate just turn into this, you know, this mud fight. You know, they're writhing around in the mud, pitching mud balls back and forth, trying to get something to stick on Kavanaugh. So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Alrighty, getting on back to the international news. North Korea is now seeking investments from South Korea. And it's another indication that for all intents and purposes, the Korean War is now over. Technically, the state of war still exists. But with all of these motions they're doing, it's like, yeah, we were at war 60 years ago, but you know, we just got tired of it here. And off to one side, you've got the United States saying, no, 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 the war isn't over until we say it's over. It's our war. We paid for it. You're not allowed to declare peace. But the two Koreas are moving toward reunification. They're opening up the bridges. They're opening up the rail lines. They're letting people travel back and forth and see family they haven't seen for all these years. They're merging their militaries. That's an absolute sign of reunification. Moon Jae-in, Kim Jong-un are getting along just fine. And I imagine their next step is going to be to basically go before the United Nations and say, it's time to relax all these restrictions. You know, it's a new era. And a lot of people are saying, with the Koreas are making peace, they're doing peace through commerce. North Korea has shut down its nuclear test facility. It's shut down its missile test stand. It's now dismantling one of its launching facilities. The crisis is really over. It's time for Trump to end the war. But of course, the business of the United States of America is war. Peace is bad for business. Oh, but we can't have peace. If peace broke out around the world, the U.S. economy would collapse because most of our economy is actually geared toward war. And that is a really telling indicator of the true nature of our society, is how much of our economy, how much of our manufacturing is geared to the business of war and destruction. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Meanwhile, the United States has announced they're going to start ramping up their efforts to disrupt North Korean oil smuggling. And apparently, one of the sanctions against North Korea is that they're not allowed to export their oil. You know, we're going to shut that off. Same thing they're talking about doing with Iran. So North Korea has been accused of basically smuggling their oil, of sending oil tankers out to the middle of the Pacific and then transferring oil to ships from other countries who will then sail back on into their home countries and offload the oil. And so now the United States and their allies are going to start patrolling the waters around North Korea to disrupt these activities. Now, here's my theory. What happens if they interdict one of these mid-ocean meetings and it turns out not to be North Korea? I mean, oil in large volume is a valuable commodity. And with all the sanctions all around the world, I imagine there's probably a lot of smuggling going on. But if you think about it, while the North Korean ships are at sea all by themselves, there is no legal basis to stop them. And once the transfer has been made, there's no legal basis to stop the recipient ship on its way back to its home port. To do so would be technically an act of piracy. So the U.S. apparently is planning on catching these ships while the transfer is being made, which tells me that they're going to start doing the transfers at night. But, you know, I think about what's going on here with these transfers, and it reminds me of the very first Star Wars movie where Princess Leia is defiantly saying, the more you tighten your fingers, the more systems will slip through them. And that's exactly what's going on. The U.S. is trying to tighten its hegemonic grip around planet Earth, and it's not working. Countries are finding ways to evade that control. They're abandoning the dollar. They're evading the sanctions. They're tired of being pushed around by the American empire. And I do not blame them. Okay, over in Connecticut, the electric boat company in Groton has announced plans for an $850 million shipyard expansion. Apparently, they're going to construct a new assembly facility and a floating dry dock. Apparently, they're expecting there's going to be a growth in the business of submarine construction. And apparently, yeah, like I said, war is good for the war business. And war business is what the United States is all about. Speaking of wars, a little factoid you might want to keep in your mind here. So far, the U.S. war on terror has cost at least $5 trillion with a T. And during the war on terror, terrorism has increased by 650 times. So you just think about that for a while. Talk about a massive failure. But again, what constitutes terrorism? Well, it's unconventional warfare. And terrorists are just freedom fighters pointed the other way. These days, the United States declares anybody that opposes U.S. hegemonic domination to be terrorists. They don't like us, they must be terrorists. They don't want to be ruled by us. Obviously, they're terrorists. It's time to get Ahmed, the dead terrorist, back out here for a few jokes here. There's an organization called Save the Children. You've probably seen their ads on TV. And they are estimating that 590,000 children in war zones will die from malnutrition, as they are expected to not receive any aid. It's being blocked off. And Save the Children has estimated there are 4.5 million children under the age of 5 that need immediate treatment for life-threatening malnutrition in some of the most war-torn regions of the world. Now, Save the Children may be underestimating that a little bit, because the UN is saying that in Yemen alone, there are 5.3 million children who are in danger of starving to death. And when Saudi Arabia succeeds in closing the port of Hodeidah, it is estimated Yemen has only 2 months of food stockpiled. That's it. That's it. All right, let's grab a phone call from Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. Last week, I listened to Rick Adams' show. He's on Saturdays, and he has a regular guest on there named Art from Philadelphia. And Art has the website noplaceforcorruption.com. Art grew up in Pennsylvania, in the far suburbs of Philadelphia, but he learned about the, you know, the inner power workings of a certain power group that's worked out of Philadelphia for a long time. And they work with that small country over there that seems to be running the world warfare program. Anyway, he brought to our attention that if Trump really is for, you know, making America great again, why is it that they've approved 550,000 new H-1B visas since the beginning of the year? Had you heard that?
Yeah, I'd heard that. And part of the problem there is obviously the corporations think they can get these visa people to work for less money. But the other part of it is they're better educated. You know, we have had a decade now of our education system being turned into propagandists and indoctrination. And so we have kids who are coming out of high school who can't even really read and write. But they know what they're supposed to believe. And employers are looking at that talent pool, and they're not finding people who are really qualified for the high-tech work. And so that's another reason why they're issuing these H-1B visas. Now, if Trump would like to make America great again, one of the first places to start is the education system and get all this liberal nonsense out of it, get Common Core out of there, and start teaching, first of all, the truth about things like the Bill of Rights. And again, just get this fairy tale liberal ideology out of our education system and get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Well, I'm going to challenge you on this because my sense of it is there are corporations waiting in the wings who can rubber stamp these, have these H-1B visas rubber stamped. India, most of the H-1B visas that are being approved, from what I gather, are Indians, okay? So, and if you walk on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania, which last time I checked, it is an Ivy League school. That's where President Trump went, the Wharton School of Business is there on the campus. You look around, you walk around, because I have, and I do it regularly. I look everywhere, and nary do I find a white person. Who I find are Chinese and Indians. How is that happening? India is supposed to be a very poor country, which, by the way, Art also brought to our attention that during the Cold War, you know, the Iron Curtain, India was behind the Iron Curtain. They're a communist country. They have a caste system where once a person is born into the caste, they're never going to leave that caste, that level of lifestyle. Or you know, if they're poor, born poor, they're probably going to stay poor. So that's an advanced culture? Really? I don't buy it, okay? And I take offense at Indians being brought over because they're smarter than we are. Well, there's a lot of older people like myself. By the way, I used to work on the A6 intruder. You ever heard of it? I worked on the radar.
I'm familiar systems. With it.
Now, recently, I was displaced from my work. Okay, here's something that's going on locally, and I just found this out a week ago, and I'm mad as hell. I was displaced, so I was going to go seek training through the employment office, and they have this funding that comes from the federal government that funds some programs for high demand careers. Paths. And one of them is electromechanical, which basically is a basic introduction to robotics. It's a 6-month course, and on the other side of that is a $60,000 a year salary. Okay, and my training in the military was similar to the course curriculum that I was to take. Well, here's the deal: the fiscal year for the state starts in August, so they have from August 1st to the end of August to approve for the next school year. Now, most schools that I've ever heard about have always started in September. The state has yet to approve the school list. This state, Pennsylvania, the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, has yet to approve the school list for this state for these high-demand occupations, one of them being electrical mechanical, the other one being CNC machining, the other one being welding. They have yet to approve the list, although the money's there, so it's not an excuse about the state doesn't have enough money. No. So what's going on? And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Why would they pull the rug out from under myself and others like me who want to get these trainings to find a really decent job, you know? I mean, $60,000 a year is not bad. So what's going on there? And by the way, these courses have been around for several years. They were brought forth by the Advanced Manufacturing Technology Group, and because there's such a high demand and there's such a need. So, and they've had these courses for several years now, so this isn't an issue left like this is new for the state. No, the state's approved them in years previous, but this year, they're something's going on. So it's, and I've been planning this since February, Mike, and, it's a big letdown for me. But yet, those poor Indians come over and take our jobs, and I'm sorry. Mark, I am going to fight for the right of Americans to have good-paying jobs, Michael.
I'm putting you on hold. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Okay. After these commercials, I'm going to come back to you, okay? So stay calm. Take a few deep breaths. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And so once again, we're standing here with our hands outstretched saying, please send us money. We need your support. And the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours. And remember, it's in Central U.S. time, extension 3 at all other times. And don't forget that Firearms Academy training deal. That is a really, really good deal. All right, we're talking with Mark in Philadelphia, and he's relating a story which I'm sure probably a lot of Americans can identify with, of being displaced out of their jobs. And you were talking about you're trying to sign up for this government-sponsored training program. The money is there, but typical of the bureaucracy, they seem to have dropped the ball.
Yes. And they're dragging their heels. The school year starts in September. It turned out that my class was pushed back until start October, but I found out just last week that, oh, Well, I said, well, when will it get approved? Oh, sometime in October. I said, my class starts October 1st. And I've been waiting on since February. And they've done this before where the, everything went through, but this year it's not going through, and something's up. So now the other back to this deal about the Indians coming over, okay? There's a lot of industry in South Carolina, okay? There's a lot of technical-oriented positions down there, a lot of industry going on. Boeing's down there, Volvo's down there, the Sprinter trucks, Mercedes makes the Sprinter trucks there, the vans. There's also BMW in Spartanburg, not too far away is for VW. They're in Chattanooga. A lot of these companies, if you look at who's on the board, who's actually running them and controlling them, it's very peculiar. They're kind of related to that country over there in that little country that wants us to go to war all the time and wants yes. our guys to go to war for them. And they're connected. And by the way, Israel and India are connected at the waist. They are buddy, buddy, buddy. Nikki Haley is an Indian. Okay, she comes from an Indian family. Who's State Department? Is she the Secretary of State? Yeah, right. So there's a connection there, and I'm telling you, my take on it is, and I'm getting word from the ground that highly technically capable people are being displaced in the Southeast in these companies that I've just mentioned. They've been displaced, and they're moving them out. Moving our people out and moving the Indians in. I don't like it. Now, the other thing that's going on is the mom and pops across this country, because I'm from the Midwest originally, Missouri. I'm finding out that these mom and pop little motels and the convenience stores, Indians everywhere. Indians own them now. How's that happen? Well, they get some kind of financing, government loans, government grants to come over here and just, you know, do business. While we Americans, if we apply for those same things, there's nothing available for us. I'm telling you. This is being controlled. It's controlled infiltration of our country and the higher technical positions, which you say we don't have enough people that are, well, the young people maybe, but we still got a lot of older people. And by the way, I'm 57 and I'm 57 years young and I got a lot of life left in me. Well, I got a lot of fire in my belly and I'm not standing for this. And the other people out there listening, you shouldn't stand for it either. You should say no. I'm boycotting every one of these companies that has an Indian, that's Indian owned. Dunkin' Donuts is owned by Indians. Most everyone you go to, 7-Eleven, other stores, Subways. I'm finding Subways. Who's behind the counter now? Indians. What's up with that? So they're getting these franchises. They've got a family line of franchisees owners, all going all the way back to Mumbai. And they're just all lined up, ready and waiting to go into business here in America, as if they need it more than we do. I'm sorry, I don't buy it, and I'm not buying it. It's wrong. My forefathers didn't shed their blood, sweat, and tears only to have people from another land come over and just pick the golden fruit and say, and then claim it as theirs and then have an arrogance about it. When I first encountered Indians 20 years ago, they were humble and had respect. Now, especially the young ones, they have an arrogance about them like it's theirs and it always was theirs. And I beg to differ. I don't like it. It's wrong. And I would dare not do that to them. Going over to their country, me individually, I would not go to their country and claim that I owned their land and their territory and their businesses. I wouldn't do it because that's just not me. And I think most Americans are like that as well. But it's wrong that they're doing it to us. So please, hopefully people out there will hear this and say no. Next time you have a choice of who to do business with, just say no and to these infiltrators, because that's, and they're being infiltrated by Israel. Sorry. Dual Israeli citizen companies are bringing them in, Mike, and they're displacing us. So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, I can hear your anger, and I understand your frustration. Again, a large part of this is caught up in that globalist agenda of trying to mix everybody together. And you're right. There are financial advantages given to people coming from other countries that are not made available to the American people. Anyway, Mark, we got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Here we're going to go back to the telephones to Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Steve.
Mike, too quick.
We seem to have a bad phone connection, Steve.
Okay, you all call back.
Please call back. We're going to switch over to Joe in Brooklyn. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I was just, you were talking about Save the Children earlier, and I don't know if you've ever read this book, The Road to Hell by Michael Maron.
No, I have not.
Well, it kind of gives like a grim perspective on Save the Children. I just thought you might want to give that book a look.
Well, from the context in which you've made this call, I would suspect that it's basically saying that, like so many other large organized charities, that it's more about making money for themselves than actually helping the intended victims. And unfortunately, that is also a very common feature of the American landscape these days.
Right, right. It's sort of like a, I don't know, a front group. I don't, you know, that's how, like, I took the story. I mean, it was very, like, you would get, like, two chapters in, and it just makes you want to puke. It's very sad, you know. And that was the book was written in, I think, 1997, a long time ago. But that book is just, I was very skeptical about the world after that. I read that.
Well, we know that, a lot of these so-called charities have been hit with major scandals, up to and including the Red Cross itself. And
I think they covered that in that as well.
I think the problem is that as our American society or culture, if you will, has lost its moral compass, Americans as a whole have become more easily corruptible. And that is a very sorry state of affairs. It doesn't reflect well on American people around the world. But it does seem to be a fact. But on the other hand, it's not just confined to the United States. It does seem that people are unfortunately corruptible because globally we're losing our moral compass. We're taking our lead from the money junkies and the politicians who are just saying, you know, whatever works, whatever gets you the money and power. I imagine that young people who are watching what's going on with Kavanaugh are getting the message it's okay for women to falsely accuse men of rape. And I expect we'll probably see a new epidemic of these kind of allegations coming on out. Anytime there's a woman who wants to get a man out of her way at the workplace, oh, he touched me, he touched me. We're handing unscrupulous women, or for that matter, men, a very, very potent weapon if we abandon the presumption of innocence.
Right. Well, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to talk about that, Save the Children, and there's just sort of like kind of a Trojan horse, you know, as the many NGO groups are. And that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah,
have a good night.
It is a sad story, which is why, Claire and I are directly involved in a couple of local programs. One of them provides school lunches for children in the last week of every month, which is when the food stamp money runs on out. The other is providing food for the hungry. And we're directly involved at, shall we say, street level. And that way we know that our help, as small as it is, is in fact, reaching the people who need it. Okay, back to the phone. Steve in West Virginia called back on in. So, Steve, let's give it another try and see if the phone connection is working.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I've got two quick points for you. Just one, the first one on the guy that was talking about the Indians buying all the stores and stuff. What I want to tell you, Indian store gas station for 20 years. On the West Coast, and when I went to put it up for sale, the only people in the market to buy them were Indians. And I don't think the people that bought my store, I don't think they got the money from the government. What they did is they did like the Vietnamese; they put money together from people back in India, and that's how they bought it.
Okay, and that sounds good.
And they're really, I mean, people I dealt with were willing to work, you know, not take any vacations and just work every single day. They don't have the same. Americans want a vacation and stuff like that, and I totally understand that because that's why I got out of it. But the Indians will work. They will just work nonstop.
They do have an excellent work ethic. So do the Vietnamese. And I remember all the way back when we went through the Rodney King riots, there was an interesting phenomenon. And that was that down there in South Central, where The local black community was claiming it was an economic ghetto and there was no economic opportunity, and that's why they were poor, and that's why they were demanding welfare and assistance. And yet, in every block, there was a convenience store that was doing quite well and was owned by foreigners who were working like 12, 14 hours a day to make it work. And when the riots broke out, those stores were the first things that were targeted. Because they were proving that, yes, you could be economically prosperous in South Central, and that went against this whole victimhood that was being played at the time.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. The people that bought my store, the owner, the actual guy that bought it, is behind the counter like 12, 14 hours a day still, even to this day, and I know that. Even though I don't live anywhere near there, I know that from friends. They'll tell me. So I actually, when I sold mine, I took a note for 10 years, and they paid me on time they gave me a large down payment. I actually sold the place for six times more than I paid for it. But I took a note from them, and they paid me on time and paid me off at the end with the balloon payment. So, but one other thing I want to talk to you about that's far more important is the Syria thing, and I want to point you out to, there's a state senator in Virginia by the name of Richard Blatt. He's a former JAG officer and a helicopter pilot, decorated helicopter, Vietnam veteran helicopter pilot, and he is out in front. He's been making several interviews. He's out in front saying that the United States has backed Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and, you know, with the help of Britain and Israel, and he's out there in the front lines telling people that. He's done several interviews. I'd like to see, I know for a fact, in fact, I talked to him on the phone Sunday, I know for a fact he'd probably come on your show or something. But, you know, it's just proof that people are starting to come out and tell the truth about what's going on over there. So I just wanted to point that out to you. Richard Black is a state senator from Virginia.
Okay, well, we'll look at trying to get him on the show here. I do need more guests on the program here. So, you know, in my copious amounts of free time, I'll try and connect with him. So, Steve, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Boy, the phone line's just loaded on up. We're going to go to Rhonda in Missouri. Aloha, Rhonda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I was looking through job descriptions, and I wanted to get your opinion on this one because it's really kind of weird. But the first thing they start out with is, this position may be subject to company's political contribution policy. An offer of employment may be contingent upon disclosing to the company the details of certain political contributions. Company may decline to extend an offer or terminate employment if it determines political contributions made could have been adverse impact on the company's current or future business interests.
I don't know what the laws are in Missouri, but I know that in most states that would be illegal. It's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause.
I've never seen anything like this.
I've never seen anything like that. And I'll tell you right now, I would not even bother sending a resume to a company that had an ad like that. If I were you, I would try and find local resources as to whether, you know, your job hiring can be contingent on your political bias. Because I think that somebody maybe needs a lawsuit to remind them that politics and the workplace need to be kind of separated.
Yeah, okay. I just thought that was really weird. That's how they start out. I'm like, way to limit your candidate pool there, buddy.
Yeah,
you know?
I absolutely
talk about that.
What is the position for? What are they hiring you to do?
It's an investment firm.
That's inappropriate. I don't know if it's illegal where you live, but it's definitely inappropriate, and I would most assuredly not even send a resume to them.
Right, right. I just wanted to see if you'd ever heard of anything. Now, I'm just saying, bringing it to people's attention that apparently now it's, it is a good question if it's legal or not, but now they're trying to hire people based upon their political views? What? You know, it's just weird to me. Anyway, maybe they don't want a fight breaking out at the water cooler. Who knows?
Well, maybe not, but I mean, if it was like a lobbying group or, you know, somebody involved in the political process, the question might be considered legitimate. But for an investment firm, no. There's definitely a problem there. Anyway, Rhonda, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And if you find out whether it's illegal or not, do call back on in because I'd like to know about that. We're going to switch over now to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm enjoying watching how they're really turning the heat up in Washington with this Kavanaugh nomination. I mean, I was watching today on a live feed off Facebook, all these protesters, all that were wearing matching black shirts and marching around with their Black Panther fists in the air, or you know, whatever the fist means now. A lot of people with Yale shirts. And once again, I'd say that if there were some alt-right guys, you know, three of us in flannel shirts marching around the Capitol, we'd be tased and beat up in probably about 2 minutes. So the double standard is really remarkable. But the whole thing with Kavanaugh is going to end up blowing up in the left's face. I think it already is. Most women I know think that it's a load of malarkey. And I just watched a preview of Kavanaugh's interview on Fox where he said he was a virgin through high school and through most of college. So they picked the wrong guy. I think they thought they had a frat party guy, and they got like a nerdy virgin choir boy. So
yes.
It's really, I don't know what they're going to do now because they've invested so much in this whole fraudulent sexual harassment thing. But I called my senator today to ask him when are they going to stop the lawlessness of these protesters. And my senators, Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker, and I also said, you know, to the lady, we were talking about Kavanaugh, and I said, this is kind of like revenge for Roy Moore. You know, the Republicans never really stood up as a party to defend Roy Moore. And now that they've got like a Bush-type insider with all the right credentials, it's kind of biting them in the you-know-what. And it's almost like a form of justice, although I hope Kavanaugh is approved, just because he's seems to me like a constitutionalist and not a judicial activist. I do think that there is a bit of, you know, karma here to the Republicans. That why didn't they, you know, I think Roy Moore was slandered. It's almost the same playbook here. And now that it's one of the establishment inside boys, they don't really like it that much. And it's at least they're trying to defend him. But hopefully this blows up and we don't have this anymore. One thing I wanted to say about Rosenstein, I think that what Trump is doing here is he's playing with the deep state. He puts out this rumor. And then he listens. He's probably got every one of their phones tapped now by national security and everything. And then he probably watches who's calling who. And I think he's just like a cat with a mouse right now playing with them, personally. People think he's in over his head. I look at it like this is just intelligence gathering and just torturing them, basically. Because when he puts out a rumor like this and the press goes crazy, you can bet the phones are ringing between Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton, and they're probably all being monitored now. So I kind of wonder how much of this is just a game that Trump's playing for intelligence reasons.
I would like to think that Trump is, you know, being proactive against the corruption. And I know there's a story floating around from Mike Adams that Trump is getting ready for mass arrests and military tribunals. But I have to put that one in the category of I'll believe it when I see it. I think Trump has just turned out to be an incredibly weak leader. He wanted to be president. He wanted to be able to say I am or I was the president. But the fact that Rosenstein still has his job, to me, that's very telling. I mean, we have this reality TV star who became famous by saying, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, and yet he can't bring himself to do it after Rod Rosenstein is outed for overtly trying to bring down his administration. Now, maybe it's going to happen on Thursday, but if it doesn't, Trump at this point is a write-off, and we have to start thinking seriously about who else, what other Republican would make a good candidate for 2020.
Well, I would like watching his rallies, and I watched the one in Missouri, and I just found it kind of, two of the things that he said that kind of jumped out at me was, one, he started making fun of Antifa and saying, don't worry about Antifa. We'll handle them. We have bikers for Trump. And that struck me as odd because I watch his rallies. He never brought that up before, but I think there seems like both sides are really getting ready for a fight. I mean, the way the left's radical are running crazy, sooner or later, I think Trump's sending that message out. Like, we're going to rein you in soon. That's the message I got.
Sorry about that. We had a door slam and it kind of startled me. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And we're going to go right back to the phones now. And Dustin in New Jersey has called in again. And Dustin, before I let you talk, I'm going to let you complete the call. We do have a rule on the show. One call per caller per day. So I understand you want to respond to one of our earlier callers. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, we cannot blame the Indians or the Chinese because at the end of the day, our own government has outsourced our jobs. That's it.
Yes.
Our own government has sold you out. Our corporations have sold us out. Percentage of the American people has sold you out. Just ask Kavanaugh all these women coming for. But, Mike, with Jim Rogers, you know Jim Rogers, the economist, he says in
yes.
the U.S., when the people go asking for a job, they go, how many weeks vacation do we get? In China, they go, how many days a week can I come to work? It's different. You know, our schools
yes.
are not teaching anything anymore. I mean, you go to college for, what, 8 years, you get out, and what do you got? A degree to nothing. That job's been outsourced, you know? I
yes.
mean, it's a different culture.
Or even worse, it's liberal arts or something that really has not prepared you to enter a high-technology marketplace.
Exactly.
You know, college has become another scam, like so much else in our society. And they're handing out degrees for things like women's studies and art history. And how do you get a job with that unless you become a college professor? And there are only so many of those positions available.
But he's right. Like the Indians, the other caller was right. The Indians, and you said the Vietnamese, they put their money together and they buy a gas station or something that work, you know, constantly installed. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the Chinese might, you know, they come in, they're paying cash for these houses. They're not financing the houses. They got the cash.
Yep.
You know why? Because they got the cash. We don't. That's it.
That's right, because they make products for sale. And that's how you build a strong economy. Here in the United States of America, Wall Street's idea is if they take the money and they just shake it back and forth, it's going to grow, which somehow or other they're able to make it happen, but usually it's somebody else's expense. The United States used to be a manufacturing superpower. Now they want to be the banker to the world, and the rest of the world is turning away because of the manner in which the U.S. weaponizes the economy.
And Mike, real quick before I get off the phone, our great national security advisor says bringing the S-300s to Syria is a major escalation. And to the previous caller, Trump's playing tiddlywinks. He's over his head. See you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to start with Peter in Los Angeles. But, Peter, I'm probably going to have to take you to the station identification. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to chime in on two things. I first called in response to that, also the call to the Indian about the Indian and the Chinese and all that. And you were remarking about the riots out in L.A. in 1991?
Yes.
The Rodney King riots. And this is also on political correctness. You got the music coming?
Yeah, it just started here, so just stay on the line. I'll come right back to you after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.